Pan Lord, Jeho Otvo, Jeho Kuncerpo. Amen. In today's gospel reading, which we just heard, there's a very familiar and a very moving miracle that takes place. In it, we hear of Christ preaching in a home, and there's such a great multitude of people there that they close the doorway. It's not like how it is today where you have 15 fire exits that you can get in and out of the building with codes and ordinances and everything. There was one doorway probably to get into the house and one doorway to get out. And so they're all blocking this. And so now there are these people, these four gentlemen, that want to have their friend who is a paralytic be healed. And they can't get through the crowd. There's too many people. So being smart and clever, they decide to come up and climb up onto the roof. And they take apart the roof and the ceiling. And they lower the paralytic down. And the gospel says something very interesting. It says, Christ Jesus, seeing their faith, forgives the paralytic's sins. It goes on to say that the Pharisees in their hearts are thinking, how can this man forgive sins? Only God can do that. And Christ, reading their hearts, understands this and says, which one is it easier to do? Forgive sins or tell him he is healed and to get up. He then, after this conversation, heals the paralytic who gets up and walks out and goes to his home. And it says, the gospel, that the people there are amazed, and they say they have never seen such a thing ever before in this land. In today's gospel, we learn two very important things. The first thing we learn is that our faith must have no boundaries. It must have no barriers that prevent us from getting to Christ. If we hear in today's gospel how the four friends took the paralytic to Christ, it does not say, and they did not say, you know what? The crowd is too much. We might as well go home. They didn't say, you know what? Let's wait here for Christ to come out. We'll wait for him. And they certainly did not say, you know what? You're on your own now. We have other things to do at home. We have to go take care of our families or the harvest or whatever. But rather, they saw the urgency of the matter. They heard the good news that Christ was teaching in the house. And they climbed up to the roof, took it apart, and lowered their friend down below. We also don't know if maybe the friend didn't want it. This is the second thing we learn, is that our faith affects other people. Our faith affects other people's faith journey. And likewise, our sins affect other people. We are not islands by ourselves. We're not these things that are floating around and saying, whatever I do affects me and only me. Anyone who grew up in a family, I'm pretty sure all of you have, whoever's grown up in a family knows that if one person gets in trouble in the household, everyone in the household is affected by it. If someone is brought home by the police one night at 3 a.m., everybody is affected by that. Okay? I hope that hasn't happened to anyone. And I'm not speaking from experience either. But I know it affects families. One person who's doing drugs or alcohol affects everyone in that family. And likewise, as a Christian family, if one person in a Christian family like this, the church, is sinning, that person affects everyone else. We are not like other Christian denominations, who other Christians will say, it's only your faith that's important. Don't worry about anyone else. You just worry about yourself. The Armenian Church and the ancient Orthodox churches have never taught this. But we've made an effort to explain and to emphasize that all of us are connected. And we've seen this, unfortunately, in other parishes, where if the priest or the pastor does something wrong, it affects many people in that parish and their faith as well. So each of us affect one another. And we see that in the gospel today when Christ says, or the gospel says, Christ seeing their faith. It does not say his faith, it says their faith. And for all we know, as I said a little bit earlier, It's very possible, the paralytic said, I don't want to go to him. I've gone to all the doctors. I've tried everything. I need to do other things now. I need to go and beg on the corner. And his friend probably said to him, shut up. You're coming with us. We know what's best for you. And they took him, and he probably was fighting the whole way, lowered him down, and Christ healed him because he saw their faith, not necessarily only the paralytic's faith. A couple of years ago, I lived a similar experience. And a couple of years ago, I went to Sprouts, and while I was in Sprouts, I was online waiting to check out. And as I'm waiting online to check out, I see a person, a man in the other line, constantly looking at me and staring at me. I'm trying to figure out why he's looking at me. And I can tell he's not Armenian. He's got blue eyes, blonde hair. He's tall. I don't know if some of you are tall. I mean, he's taller. He's taller than me, so as everybody. But I'm looking at him, and I'm trying to figure out why. And you know, when somebody's looking at you, you don't want to stare back at them. So trying not to make eye contact, but in any event, I go and I pay for my things and I walk out. And as I'm walking out, I hear from behind me a voice yell in Armenian, Pared. And I get startled and I look and it's this man coming out after me. And I said, hello. And he starts talking to me. He says, you're Armenian. And I say, yes, I'm Armenian. He goes, oh, well, I'm a pastor at a local church here and I know a couple of Armenians. I learned a word or two of Armenian and I saw you and I just wanted to meet you and get to know you. And so this grand, so we talked for a little bit, and finally I asked him, because I was really curious, how do you know that I'm Armenian? And I said in Armenian, maybe it was my eyebrows, I don't know. But finally he says, well, no, you're wearing an Armenian t-shirt. St. Nestor's Armenian Seminary. I said, oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay. But it goes to show that people are constantly looking. People are constantly watching us and seeing what we do and how we act. Now, if I had made a big scene in the store about something, a little something, or said something to someone, or cut someone off in the line, or done whatever, without even knowing and realizing it, people would have seen me and saw that I was an Armenian, and this is how Armenians act. But it goes also for Christians. People hear this, and I hear this all the time. Oh, that's a Christian doing that. And whatever it may be, oh, how can you be a Christian and do that? And people are watching. And even if we don't think anyone is watching, everybody sees what we do. Even if we think we're by ourselves, in our room by ourselves, and we decide we're going to do a sin and do whatever it is and do that there, when we come out, we have changed. That sin has affected us. We might say, oh, no, it doesn't affect me. I can, what did we say now, compartmentalize and put it over there and just forget about it. No. Sin, what was it?
File it.
Right, no. Sin changes us from within. But at the same time, faith also changes us from within. And it's up to us as Christians to have that faith change us and affect other people around us. And we've seen this. When we go to people and we see people who are so, we will say, holy, people who have such faith in them, it exudes from them. That sort of rubs off on us. We get the courage we need. We get the faith that we need. We get that pick-me-up that we need in this life that we're living. And we need to be that for others. As in today's gospel, we hear this, that it was those four friends who helped heal this paralytic. We too can help change people's lives by the faith that we live and the life that we live. So summer's coming to an end. School is going to be starting. And I heard a parent out there. What was it? No, Sidney's not going to high school. She's going to be here.
She's staying.
Ginkgo might make it.
Okay.
So she's here for the week. But since school's starting, that's one of the reasons she's not going, because it's school. So school's starting, life is somewhat hopefully getting back to normal. But also, as life gets back to normal and school starts and the summer comes to an end, I ask and I pray that each of us look into ourselves and see how have we affected other people. knowingly and unknowingly. That's one of the things we read in the sins, right, in the confession. Knowingly and unknowingly, I have sinned. And so try our best to live a life that exudes faith, and at the same time, people will be changed and healed by the faith that we live. Because Christ sees that faith that we live, and he will reward not just us, but those around us too, with the faith that we live. Amen.